Well, I've told you before that my second trip ever to Washington, D.C. was when I was in the eighth grade. And I was traveling with a good number of the people from my middle school eighth grade class. And we were coming to Washington. If you haven't been on a trip like that, you have seen them. It is kind of a rite of passage of adolescence that this trip happens, and these gaggles of people come to Washington. And for me, my eighth grade trip to Washington, which was the second, I'd come with my family several years before with my mom and dad, but this was the first time that I had been on a trip without one of my family members there with me. So it was a big event. And from Omaha, Nebraska, we got into an airplane and we flew across the country. And this was important for me. And I had all of the tourist trappings that you might get in such an event. I had the camera that has the little flipping cube flash on the top. I had gotten one of those for this trip, and I was ecstatic, and I was going to take the best pictures ever taken of Washington, D.C. I was ready for this, and I had my camera. I was ready to go, and I was going to prepare a presentation that all of the people that wanted to hear, which was probably about three people, about my travels to Washington would be able to, when I got back, I'd be able to retell the story of my entire trip. That's the setting. We had a wonderful time. I still remember some of the events of that couple of days in Washington and seeing all of these kinds of things. And I know that I had all of these pictures. I had rolls and rolls of film. I had carefully carried them back to Omaha, had them all developed, and I had kind of forgotten about the pictures until a few years ago, when I was going through things in my parents' house and I found this stack of envelopes from my trip to Washington, D.C. This was the first picture. This is in the Omaha airport, and I'm sitting there with two friends, and we are sitting in a chair, and I'm looking very happy and very ready to go. As you can tell, I'm the one closest to us, the one on the left. And I was sitting there. Now, then I started flipping through the remainder of pictures, which went on for envelope after envelope, hundreds of pictures that I took of my Washington, D.C. trip. This is the only picture in the entire group, obviously taken by my parents, one of them. This is the only one that included a person. All of the rest of them, I had taken pictures of the Lincoln Memorial, and I had taken pictures from through the bus window, and had taken things, pictures of buildings that I don't know what they are. I'm sure somebody was telling me about them. The only other people in there, I had the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I had some of the guards that were, making their trek. I had pictures of that. There were some people on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in the distance. I had them. But I had no one that I actually knew in a picture. And there were no pictures of me. Now, that isn't really, in today's world, that would never happen. Is that true? That would never happen. No selfies, no nothing. There was just pictures of places. Pictures that I could replace today in a matter of a couple of, maybe a couple of days. I could go around Washington and take all of these pictures and probably higher quality ones. As I flipped through these pictures, I put them all away and set them back away in the box. Because I found out that the pictures do speak 1,000 words, but pictures aren't worth much if you don't have people in them. If you don't have those memories of things that you take and you can remember the memories from when you look back at them, when you open the album again. For the last couple of days, I've been preparing pictures along with Jennifer for our upcoming wedding, going through things to kind of gather these pictures to tell the story of who we are. We're not young. The picture on the left there is that is me, obviously. I'm wearing an outfit that Jennifer thinks is funny. I do not know what it is. I do not have it any longer. The one on the right is a picture of me when I graduated from high school. This is my senior picture. So you can see that. I haven't changed much, have I? Then you go through and I have pictures of me with my grandfather, me with my half-brother. I have pictures of my family at my seminary graduation and at my ordination with my dad is a deacon on the left side of that right picture, and then I'm a priest, and then the bishop was there, Bishop Croats. I have pictures of a family gathering. I'm calling this the undisclosed location because I don't know where it is. But this is a gathering of people related to my mother, so her family, and we were gathered there. Here's a picture of my grandmother and my great-grandmother as we sat outside of her care facility, and she had her arm around my shoulder. Here's a picture taken this last December of Jennifer, her only time meeting my dad. All of these pictures bring back something. As you look into the eyes of the people that were gathered around me in those pictures, they bring back memories of something in our lives. Pictures have that power. In the story, in the gospel story today, we have a father, Jairus. He's a leader of the synagogue. His daughter is very ill. Now, as a leader of the synagogue, he has heard about this guy going around the countryside teaching and healing. You probably heard them about this person named Jesus in staff meetings as somebody that you wanted to avoid. But when his daughter was near death, he left the synagogue and he went and found that person and he got on his knees and he begged for her life. Now, if you remember, you heard the story. I just read it. Of course, you can't read it, but that's another thing. And then Jesus went, got involved in a crowd of people. He kind of got delayed a little bit. Finally, the servants of Jairus came out and said, "Too late, she's died." And Jesus says some really important words, words that are extremely important in this story. He says, "Do not fear, only believe." When Jesus is saying, "Do not fear," he's saying, you are so scared of what's going to happen, about death, how it will take away something. I'm telling you, you need to believe. Death is not the end. Death is only the beginning. We carry all of these things with the people that we love and care for. We carry these things through our life. They're the things that unite us together. As our prayer, as our collect of the day said today, it unites us together. It makes us a temple of something great. That is who we are by all of these things that happen around us. And all the people that weave together our lives. We need to be paying attention to those things and remembering those things so that we know who we are. Jesus says, "Don't worry," walked into that space. "Talitha kum," little girl, get up. And she did. It's not likely that we're going to see a healing like that one. But as we look around us through our memories, as we look at our pictures and look at the eyes of the people that once stood next to us, do not fear. Believe. As I look into those eyes, I hear the voices of the people who have made me who I am. I can feel their touch. So I encourage you to think about the ways that you are connected to people. People that are close to you right now. People who are no longer alive, but continue to live in your life. Look through your pictures. If you don't have them, think through the pictures that are in your brain, in your memories. And I encourage you to take pictures with people in them. Put yourself in those pictures so that you can continue to rely upon that resource, that magical resource that allows us to connect to something deeper, the fabric of our lives. As you go forth from this place, remember that we are a holy temple, united together in a group of people like the ones here today. And as we are united together, each one of these interactions changes who we are. It makes us who we are. Remember that. Seek that healing. And remember, do not fear. Believe. That's what Jesus teaches us and will continue to teach us as we move forward in our life. Amen. Please stand and join with me in the summary of our faith, the Nicene Creed. It's found on page 3. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, and in accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Mercy.
For all nations, peoples, tribes, clans, and families, we pray.
Lord, have mercy.
For mercy, peace, and justice in the world, we pray.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in danger and need, the sick and the suffering, especially Bruce Bennett, Terry Bork, Mona Hanford, Eleanor Hickey, Claudia Hill,
Lord, have mercy.
For the dying and the dead, we pray.
Lord, have mercy.
For ourselves, our families, our companions, and all those we love, and in memory of the Reverend John Pittsburgh, for whom the altar files are given, we pray.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who teach and learn, especially the ministry of our day school, that it may be a center of sound learning, new discovery, and the pursuit of wisdom, so that our young people will serve God's kingdom with love.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who celebrate birthdays this week, especially Jane Battle, Gray McBloom, Gwyneth Godfrey, Amy Grant, Alan Sturdy, that they may grow in wisdom and grace, remembering Patrick and all the saints. Let us offer ourselves and one another to the living of God through Christ, we pray.
Lord, have mercy.
Also,
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, either silently or aloud.
For David Saylor.
Generous and life-giving God, whose Son became poor for our sake, hear the prayers we offer this day and pour your abundance on all your people. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please share a sign of peace with your neighbor.
Uh-huh. Were you, maybe it was a hooded bathrobe.
I don't know what it was. Jennifer thinks it's funny, so.
Peace, Carol.
All right, everybody. I know you love each other. There will be time after the service for some refreshments and further conversation in the Great Hall. I hope that you will join us there. If you are visiting with us today, I am glad that you're here and hope that you will tell us who you are and share your story so that we can share ours. Our vestry person of the day is Joanne Nelson. She's back there, and she would love to talk to you about more about the ministries we do here at St. Patrick's. Our offering today, this is the first Sunday of the month, and the first Sunday offering that goes beyond our pledge, so if it's not marked pledge, it will go to the discretionary fund of our clergy for those people who come to us and need special assistance. So if you are feeling extra generous today, I hope that you will offer some funds for that that purpose. It is a good one. That helps the people around us here in Washington. Some things that are that we need and hope that you will pay attention to do. This summer we are collecting food for St. Philip's Food Pantry. We are a provider of a lot of their food for their people there who live in the neighborhood of Anacostia. And they, even during the summer, they eat amazingly. And so they need your help. And so I hope that you will bring items. Things that they particularly need are peanut butter and jelly, breakfast cereal, granola bars, and other breakfast and lunch foods. If you would bring those and drop them in the basket here each week, we will get that to St. Philip's. This week on the 4th of July, we have our annual Palisades Parade. It gathers right in front of our church to start off, so it's right along Whitehaven Parkway. Many of you have walked in the past, and I hope that you will join us. It's gathering here at 10:30. The parade is supposed to start at 11. Oh, that's all I say. We have some special swag this year, and we will be handing out some church shirts for people to wear. These have been donated. We have a new banner, and we'll be handing out things to our neighbors, candy, and we have squish balls, stress balls. We've got postcards telling people about our life here. We have those little tattoos, not permanent. The ones that you can put on your hands and things, and all of those things we'll be handing out so that people get in the spirit of St. Patrick's as well as in the spirit of the 4th of July. General Convention of the Episcopal Church begins this Thursday, and I'm going to call up our new assistant.